New Roof. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, Mike England, president of St. Mary's High School. At St. Mary's, we understand how young men learn. We've developed a student-centered curriculum to take advantage of brain-compatible learning. Our innovative program integrates 21st-century learning technology, including the use of one-on-one Chromebooks, flipped classroom instruction, and Project Lead the Way's computer science classes. Be a part of a world-class academic program that prepares young men for today and for the future. St. Mary's High School, our side, South Side.
Call us first. If you're thinking about refinancing or moving, call Vincent Mortgage first. Knowing up front what you can afford opens up a world of options. Let us help you find out in as little as 8 days. Rates are still at historic lows. So if you're looking to buy a home or pay off debt, you got to call now. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Hi, I'm Terry Hall, and I want to remind you to join me on Sundays for This Week in Real Estate. It's all about real estate, buying a home, selling a home, financing a home, everything you want to know about the biggest investment of most of our lives. This Week in Real Estate, Sunday, 1 p.m., right here on the Big 550 KTRS. It's informative and fun. And if you're thinking of buying or selling a home, call me. For a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, that's 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
The brown stain on the mattress.
Oh, I like that.
Stand up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 4th edition of Pinion's Playhouse. The Playhouse brought to you by Mark and Jason, as in Mark Reed and Jason Becker with Stiefel Nicholas. And the joke brought to you by American Equity Mortgage, the mortgage company that all the other mortgage companies would like to be, want to be, want to make you think they are, but they're not. There's only one, American Equity Mortgage. So Mark and Jason for the Playhouse, American Equity for the joke, and all is right with the world. And now, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for this. And that would be a round of introductions at the control board. It's Eon, the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, then you really should talk to Mark and Jason, because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Hebe is so happy.
Always.
Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
At lunch with a friend today, Sandy Unger, 87-year-old Sandy Unger, and we ate at a place, I'm not giving him a free plug, but I know of three restaurants where they serve... It's not really an appetizer, but they bring out these biscuits. But they're not just biscuits. They have something in them. What do they have in them?
Cheese.
Yes, they have cheese in them. Oh, my goodness. Stop serving
Cheddar Bay
them.
Biscuits.
Oh, stop serving
What are they called?
Them.
Cheddar Bay, I believe.
Oh, man.
I can think of three places that serve those. Got to be against the law. Thank you for helping me remember that, Rad Boy. I couldn't remember what was in there. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the Oh, Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Thank you. Please, thank you. See you next time. That's my Mark and Jason. I hope you know by now that Mark and Jason are two first names. First names of Mark Ridden and Jason Becker. There was Stiefel Nicholas. You hear Peon. You just heard it a while ago. Mentioned Mark and Jason. And that they were with Stiefel Nicholas, and the Stiefel is a member of SIPC at NYSC. Here is an example of when you might want to talk to Mark and Jason. Let's say you're changing jobs. My daughter just changed jobs about 5 weeks ago. And she didn't have a 401k to worry about, but she does now at the new job. So if you retire or change jobs and you have a 401k, you might have some questions like, do I cash this out? Do I roll it over? Do I roll it over to an IRA? Do I need to pay taxes on it? How do I avoid taxes? What about penalties? How much time do I have before there are penalties? Is there some sort of favorable tax break? And on and on and on. This is why you have meetings with people like Mark Ridden and Jason Becker. But not just like Mark and Jason. Let's make the meeting with Mark and Jason because it's complimentary. There's no charge. And even if you have a financial advisor, what do you got to lose? Second opinion can't hurt. You can find their phone number and other information about them at their website. And I'd like for the master to do it. Give him that website, Peon.
MarkandJason.com.
Wow, just like he does it every day. It sounded the same. Unbelievable. Nobody does it like you. MarkandJason.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or use the app. It's STL Taxi. It's free and it works. And happy 70th birthday to Laclede Cab. That's right. This year, Laclede Cab turns 70 years old. Why, they were almost in the cab business before there were automobiles. They're like a horse-drawn cabs or something. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm well. First of all, thanks for remembering me today. I feel much better about
it. Oh, no, we felt bad about that.
That was a one-day blip on the...
One day.
That won't happen
all
again.
All is forgiven. Right, and then the second thing I'd like to quickly mention, you know, I have my own magazine now. Have I told you this?
No.
My own magazine. I have my own travel magazine, and it's free for everyone. And the newest edition just came out, the second issue. It's called Rediscover America Magazine, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of great stories, road trip ideas, and things people might be interested in.
Give us one article they might want to look forward to seeing in this new issue.
Well, in this month, I did a thing at the Toy and Miniature Museum in Kansas City, Missouri. You've been to Kansas City. You're just there.
This past weekend? No, I've never been.
It's a really neat museum featured on, obviously, toys, but also miniatures, which sort of sounds like maybe it's just dollhouses and things like that, but it's incredible. These artists make these miniature everything. I mean, for example, a piano. You take a fine-scale miniature piano. It has, you know, the keys actually move like a make sound like a big, you know, piano would. Actually, I take that back. They don't make sound. I'm sorry. But it's really, really neat. But yeah, so that's one of the things. Quirky stuff, fun things people might be interested in.
Okay.
So
you might want to do a trip to the white milky waters of Coldwater Creek.
How about that? See that on the news?
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be something for Bill to investigate.
Yeah.
Future issue. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tonight is the vice presidential debate. Nah, who cares?
Yeah, no kidding. I agree.
So there's reports that, this I think came from the New York Post, that more people check their Facebook feed than read the Bible each week.
No, I don't believe that.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Which explains that new commandment, thou shalt not like a bikini pic of thy neighbor's wife. That's a new one they've added. Bible.
Thou shalt not what?
Like a bikini pic.
Like.
Yeah, like.
You're not on Facebook.
Give a thumbs up.
Biblical humor.
Yeah, that's right. That's all the rage now.
It is.
Scientists in Northern California and Oregon found that marijuana gardens are threatening the salmon population there. Don't really see the problem. I mean, come on, everybody loves baked salmon.
Baked is a marijuana term.
It is.
If they say somebody's baked, that means they're high.
Yeah. And finally.
Some of the older people might not have gotten that.
No, you're right.
Well, you got it. You're an older person.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, man, that hurts.
Hold on.
Wow. Wow. Hang on a second.
Sorry, that was me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Removed from the airwaves momentarily for that comment about elderly people.
Oh, man.
He's been reinstated now. Bill?
Sorry, I'm back now. Okay. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Now, Bill and I had a chat off the air, and things are good now. He'll be docked his pay.
Even though I'm over here in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, kind of interesting, I guess understandable. The Pope said he has not used the internet, hasn't watched television since the year 1990.
All right. Well, first of all, I don't believe that.
But that's what the Pope says.
Yeah, calling the Pope a liar.
Hasn't watched, hasn't watched TV, doesn't use the internet, which explains his announcement today to make Bill Cosby a saint. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's true. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
Now, look, I guess that could offend somebody when I say I don't believe that, but I don't. I just don't. Sorry. I don't believe that since, 1990 whatever?
1990.
Before he was even Pope, he didn't watch anything. Come on. No. Somebody here, maybe somebody misquoted or misheard because
I would hate to hear you call the Pope.
I didn't call him that. I said I don't believe that's true, and I don't. And I don't. And I stand by that. I don't believe that's possible.
Did he just say radio or just television and
the internet?
Television
and the internet.
TV and the internet.
He could be a radio guy.
I'd like to hear that all he likes is radio. Mm-hmm. All right, now you got some.
Big band.
What do I didn't mention this yesterday, but I will. Had a wonderful dinner Thursday night with Gary Lauderdale and his wife, Kim. They were generous bidders, I believe, for the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And then while we're at dinner, he hands me a check for $500 for backstoppers. So thank you, Gary and Kim. That was a nice evening with you at Annie Gunn's. I've gotten lucky batting 1,000 so far with those things. And Gary mentioned a joke at dinner. And, Gary, if you're listening, I don't know if you remember it or not, but it was about the guy who moves into the neighborhood who was Jewish, and it's Friday, and he's barbecuing. Okay, yeah, that joke. I'll do that for you today. We're running some commercials on this station. And I don't remember the company or who it is. But basically, and I've heard more than one of them, where they say, essentially, don't worry about all that credit card debt. Don't let the credit card companies trick you into thinking you have to pay that money. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Is that now what we tell people? That, just rack up a bunch of debt. Call us. We'll deal with them. You don't owe that, even though you did charge that stuff. What is that all about? Of course.
I don't know. I think it's for people that are really far behind in their
You know what?
Payments
you got far behind because you weren't paying any attention. You spent more than you had. I don't know. There's something about that that doesn't sit right with me. I'm going to share with you now a story my son told me, I think day before yesterday. What's happened is that now that my kids are older, I learn things from my kids. And I have two sons who are in the restaurant business, and boy, do they have stories. So he calls me a couple of days and goes, Dad, I think you'll really appreciate this, because he knows how I feel about excessive piercing and junk and the tattoos all over your face and your arm. So he says, oh, my goodness. He said a girl came in to apply for a job at the restaurant. This, I believe, was the restaurant that my older son runs.
And he said she had a ring in her nose that was as big as the ones in...
Like in a bull?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Like a bull. Huge. Like a half-dollar diameter size ring in her nose. And she actually said to my son, nobody seems to want to hire me. And she actually said it like she really didn't
Shocked, surprised, she doesn't understand.
She said, I filled out applications, so... With all due credit to my son, he did what I would have done. He said, well, maybe it's because of that great big ring in your nose. And he said, I know, essentially, it let her know that you're not going to work here with that either. And then she says to him, well, that is discrimination. And he said, no, no, it's not. It's the truth. Because in Missouri... I don't have to hire you if you got a great big ring in your nose, just for that reason. It's an at-will work state. And then he says, here's part two. Two of the girls who work for him apparently went out over the weekend and decided to get really, really drunk. And they dyed their hair this sickening green, like pond scum slime green. And they came into work, and he said it was the most ridiculous looking thing. So when they came in, he said, hey, you're fired. And they act stunned. What? He goes, yeah, I got to wait on people with goofy looking hair like that. And again, they do the, oh, I'm sure the discrimination thing. I believe that he said something like, if I heard him right, yeah, you go home, you get that crap out of your hair, and then you can come back to work here. But till then, you're out. They're gone. I just, the best story ever, though, and I'll never forget this, was years ago he managed a restaurant in St. Louis. And there was a guy who came in for a job, young guy, 19, 20, whatever, and he applied, and they hired him. You start Monday. Well, he didn't show up Monday. He didn't show up Tuesday. He didn't show up Wednesday, Thursday. He didn't call. Nothing. They couldn't get a hold of him. 2 weeks later, he calls and asks about their severance package. And he was serious. One of his other idiot buddies had said, hey, you know you got severance coming. And then all I could picture is two guys like, hey, let's just make a country or something. You know, a bunch of potheads sitting around.
And he never worked one day.
He didn't work a day. Yeah. What's your severance package? I don't know if any of you saw this. I saw it last night, and I had to back up the DVR to make sure I saw this right, and maybe somebody else saw it too. I don't remember who sponsored it, but it was, you call it a commercial public service announcement or whatever. What it said was, kids... Thursday, October 6th, take your Bible to school. Did anybody else see this?
No.
No.
And I thought, wow, this really does go against everything that seems to be the trend these days toward, oh, don't inflict. I thought it was fantastic. But I don't know. I'm going to have to do some checking. Maybe tomorrow we have time. We'll talk about this. And maybe, because it's not till Thursday. Their phone's already ringing. Somebody will tell me what that's about. But believe me, that's going to cause a stink. Because every atheist and every Muslim and every whatever, they go, I can't believe these kids brought their Bibles to school. So I don't know who's behind it. But I kind of go, hey, good for you.
We heard about these idiots that were wearing the clown masks and stuff.
Yeah, what is
the,
that about?
I have no idea. And that just, didn't that just pop up in the past, like, couple months?
Is this the creepy clown stuff
yeah,
they're talking about?
Yeah,
yeah, I keep seeing it, but I don't really know what it's about.
And then they sent out messages to different schools in the area and said that they were going to come in and kill people.
Oh, my goodness.
I think so. The schools were on lockdown yesterday, and police were there at the schools and stuff, and it was crazy.
Yeah, the world is crazy.
Yeah,
Gary, I'm about to do the joke for you, the one you mentioned at dinner Thursday night. First, a word from the sponsor of our joke, American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Estimate rounded off 25 years. Roughly 25 years, American Equity has been in business. They started with one location in St. Louis. Now they have numerous locations, not just in St. Louis, they're all over the country. And they have been with this show since year one, 52 weeks a year. How can that happen? Here's how it happens. You folks made it happen because you told them you were AM and the PM, and they're able to track the response and the return they're getting on their advertising investment. Thank you for that. Now, I, from time to time, I feel bad for companies that waste advertising money and they aren't getting the results they want. You're advertising in the wrong place. Even if it's radio, it's not the right radio. You need to come on here and be on here with us. American Equity Mortgage has done it for 25 years. And here's what they want you to know. It's real simple. You need a mortgage for a house, American Equity Mortgage. You have a mortgage and you're a homeowner and you need to borrow money to either pay off credit cards, which would be smart, or for something else like a medical expense is not covered by insurance or tuition. American Equity Mortgage, again, is the solution. AmericanEquity.com, 314-878-9999. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
All right, Gary, this is for you. Subdivision. Typical American suburban bunch of houses. And everybody who lives there is Catholic. Now, this goes back to when, and Dan, you're Catholic, or raised Catholic, mm-hmm. when it was they were really strict about it. No meat on Friday.
Yes.
The schools all had fish. Well, this is a Catholic neighborhood. And one Friday, the neighbors... They smell barbecue. Somebody is barbecuing. And so a couple of neighbors get together out on the street and go, what the heck? What is that? And they walk down the street and they realize it's the new guy who moved in. He's Jewish. And he's barbecuing some steaks. To have a meeting, subdivision meeting, what are we going to do? We can't stand it. It's killing us. It's driving us crazy. If he's going to do this every Friday, this is really hard to take. I don't want to smell those steaks. It makes us hungry. It might make somebody sin and fall out and actually eat meat. We got to stop him. How do we stop him? And one of the neighbors says, you know what? I know what. I'll handle this. So he goes down there and he meets a new neighbor and he goes, oh, yeah, nice to have you in the neighborhood. You know, we're all Catholic here. You're the first Jewish guy to move in. He goes, well, how about that? And as he says it, the guy's standing at the grill, turning hamburgers, steaks, he says, yeah. He said, you know, as Catholics, we don't eat meat on Friday. He goes, well, as a Jewish guy, I do. They said, yeah, boy, if I were Catholic like the rest of you, you know, it wouldn't be a problem. And they said, well, maybe would you consider converting to Catholicism? And then it would be across the board in unison. We'd all be united together and no meat on Friday, no barbecuing. He said, well, yeah, I mean, I would consider that, but I know it's a big ordeal. He says, oh, no. The guy says, it's not a big ordeal at all. I'll show you. He says, and he pulls out a bottle of water that he brought with him. He goes, this is holy water. And all I have to do is a simple little ceremony, and you're Catholic. And the Jewish guy goes, really? He goes, yeah, here, I'll do it right now. And he puts some water in his hand, and he sprinkles it on the Jewish guy's head. And as he sprinkles it, he says, born a Jew, now a Catholic. And the Jewish guy says, that's it? He goes, yep, welcome. You're Catholic. Nah, can't barbecue anymore. On Friday, welcome, you're Catholic now. He goes back and tells the other Catholic neighbors, he goes, all right, I took care of it. He thinks he's Catholic. They told him what he did. He said, we don't have to put up with that barbecue smell anymore. Next Friday, sure enough, about 6 o'clock, steaks. Neighbor walks down the street, here's that guy, flipping burgers, turning steaks. And as he gets closer to the guy's backyard and closer to the grill, he sees the guy with water, and he's sprinkling the meat, saying, born a cow, now a fish.
meep, meep.
All right, it's time to get a look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Well, we've had a lot happen since the last report. You've got an accident on eastbound 44 just before Elm. Now only the right lane is blocked, but traffic is backed up to Big Bend. On westbound 44 just past Grand, you've got an accident. Two right lanes are blocked, and you're backed up to Highway 55. There's a pedestrian that was struck affecting eastbound Higgy Road just a little bit west of McKenzie. The right lane is blocked there, so look for a backup. We're going to check out to see if they've opened up Baumgartner Road yet. Should be cleared by now. They had the flatbed trucks out there. If you are on westbound Highway 44, things are jamming up from Compton. That goes all the way out through McCausland. Westbound 70 is still heavy from Shreve through Jennings Station Road, Lucas and Hunt, and then 270 out through 5th Street, and eastbound Highway 70. That's jamming up from Lindbergh all the way through Highway 170. And this report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, plus special deals for more savings on ink and toner. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your St. Louis, or with the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Still behind the wheel at 6 p.m. weekdays, wishing you could get a full report of the latest news, sports, and weather? Well, you can with Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on KTRS. Depend on it.
Did your family use a new playroom that's not the living room? Consider basement finishing and basement remodeling from Woods Basement Systems. A finished basement adds value and living space to your home. For a basement finished the right way, call Woods. This area's most respected basement waterproofing and foundation repair company, Woods Basement Systems, will finish your basement the right way. Call for your free appointment today. Call Woods toll-free at 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com. Are common problems stealing value from your home? If you have a damp basement or wet dirt crawl space, possibly radon, basement wall cracks, doors or windows that stick, or uneven concrete, these problems will get worse if you ignore them. So call this area's most respected basement waterproofing and foundation repair company, Woods Basement Systems, serving this area for 30 years. Get your free estimate today and restore your home's value.
Call 866-581-1081 or find them online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
You know, summertime may be winding down, but it's time to start thinking about sprucing up your yard for fall. Passiglia's Nursery and Garden Center can help you out. Passiglia.com is where you go on the web, or you can call them at 636-458-9202. That is the number to call to book your landscape appointment for your fall outdoor project. Whether it's a retaining wall, perhaps you want to put in a pergola, or maybe change out some plants, you can do it at Passiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. Located at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood, they've been around for more than six decades here in the St. Louis area. A knowledgeable and professional staff will help you every step of the way. You got to make some plans, they can do it for you. You want to do the planning yourself, they can help you along. And all the planting, it's either you or them. You take your pick. You'll find yourself strolling through the 8 acres of beautiful trees and shrubs. Passiglia's Nursery and Garden Center is ready to plan your beautiful fall landscaping. So when springtime rolls around, it'll look even better. Passiglia's Nursery and Garden Center at 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. Passiglia.com.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Sterco.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Sterco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change, and that's why I say go to our website, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Sterco can add to the character of your home, go to Sterco.net. Sterco.net. Sterco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
This is Jim McMillan inviting you to join in the family fun at the Great River Road Chestnut Roast, Saturday, October 15th from 10 to 4 at Forest Keeling Nursery in Ellsbury, Missouri. Enjoy a fun-filled day with food, arts and crafts, demonstrations, fun activities for the kids, including a storyteller, and of course, fresh roasted chestnuts. There'll be agroforestry workshops with Dr. Gene Garrett, plus presentations on the monarch butterfly, beekeeping, and much, much more. Forest Keeling has a wide variety of plants, RPM-produced trees, shrubs, and plants on sale, including selection of their popular Chinese chestnut. Admission is free. Call them at 1-800-356-2401 or go to fknursery.com. It's the Great River Road Chestnut Roast, Saturday, October 15th at Forest Keeling Nursery off Highway 79 in Ellsbury, Missouri. Call them at 800-356-2401 or fknursery.com.
Need to put a new mid-size ag tractor to work on your farm? Now, during Kubota's Shift into Savings sales event, you can put an acclaimed M-Series tractor to work with great savings. Enjoy clean and powerful performance, Grand X control technology, and the largest cab in class. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. See your local Kubota dealer today. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott.
Hey, did you know that Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis? You might be saying, you know what? I was there just last week. Well, you need to go again because Encore is constantly changing their inventory and they consist of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There's something for everyone at Encore. To learn more, go to EncoreSEL.net or better yet, pay them a visit at Encore Consignment Gallery.
Say you have a medical emergency. Should you choose urgent care or the ER? If your condition isn't life-threatening, a visit to Mercy Urgent Care could be your best option. All Mercy Urgent Cares are open 7 days a week and are staffed by experienced Mercy physicians. Look for our newest location in Chesterfield Valley on Edison Avenue at Long Road. Learn when to choose urgent care at mercy.net/stlcare. Visit mercy.net/stlcare. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. One obstacle many small businesses face is that getting the capital they need can be a difficult task. That's where Kabbage comes in. Kabbage provides simple, flexible access to a line of credit up to $100,000. They have helped 80,000 businesses with over $2 billion in funding. Go to Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. You'll get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Access your line from a phone or computer and only pay for what you take. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
Southern California, here we come. Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, the next door to each other, east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. And folks, there's no one you can give a gift card to who wouldn't really appreciate it. Everybody loves gift cards from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. And now here's Mike Evans. Oh, well, how are you doing today?
Okay.
He sounds mellow.
Okay.
Extra mellow. Okay. The way he said it, he's in the model number two.
Whoa.
Bazoonheit.
I had a sneeze.
Had dinner with some people Thursday night, and then the guy asked me, he says, all right, just tell me the truth. Mr. Mike Evans, does he really drink wine?
I asked, somebody asked me that the other night,
too. Are you kidding me? Of course he does.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know why they ask that?
Why?
Because they love me.
Uh-huh. That's exactly it.
Did you know that?
I did know it. I knew it the minute he asked. What's going on?
I think that's beautiful.
It is beautiful. What's going on?
It's beautiful. Pop quiz question. Take care of your business. Pop quiz, name the name of the singer that has brushes his teeth 10 times a day.
What?
Has over 200 toothbrushes. He's a tooth nut.
Oh, man.
Garth Brooks, Vince Gill, Justin Bieber, Eminem. answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets, when Brad started doing more drugs and getting violent, his family wanted to do an intervention, but he wanted no part of that, disappeared for a week rather than meet with his family. Since Jennifer Lopez and Casper Smart broke up, J-Lo has been showing up at clubs, not the biggest, most popular clubs, but we're still good clubs in Hollywood, incognito. Hair up, no makeup, baseball cap on, usually either with two friends, dancing. Nobody's recognized her until the other night. Does it all the time. Getting out with the folks.
Well, you do that. I know you do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I always do that, homie.
Put on a ball cap, sunglasses. Oh. Otherwise, you know how I'd go, oh, there's Mike Evans.
Yeah,
and then it all starts.
Yeah. Odds and ends on Hollywood Boulevard, they're building a huge theater that will feature concerts. Every big concert possible, but... And however...
And there's always a however in life.
All of the concerts are holograms.
Wow.
It's the only theater built just for hologram concerts.
That'd be kind of neat.
Reminds me of the first Desert Trip concerts this weekend. Another next weekend. We'll go check that out for you. Bob Dylan, Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, The Who, and others will perform. Already here, Homeland Security and FBI, they are worried about a terrorist attack. A couple hundred thousand people pouring into the Palm Springs area.
Wow.
Ralph Lauren is writing a tell-all book. And Ralph Lauren knows where all the bodies are buried.
All right.
Interesting. Huge private concert. I'm sure that Frank O will be there. It was rescheduled for next week. It's going to be here in Los Angeles. It'll be hosted by Justin Timberlake and George Clooney. Elton John will perform. 100 VIPs are invited. Tickets are $100,000 each.
Oh, I'm in.
Goodness.
I'm in, buddy.
All proceeds go to the guest of honor, Hillary Clinton.
No, I'm not in.
New York Post headline, there's been a personal and technical problems that have been keep coming up that has been delaying Disney's Frozen to Broadway, the movie coming to Broadway. But all of the technical difficulties have now been taken care of. Frozen will open on time. New York Post headline screams, the snow must go on.
Oh, that's so good.
The snow must go on.
I like it.
I mean, date in history, October 4th, 1976, two major things happened. First woman news anchor, Baba Wawa, appeared alongside Harry Reasoner.
And he hated her.
I know, on the ABC Nightly News.
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty on this date in 1976.
All right.
Three deaths on this date, very, very different. All make the cut. Dying on this date in 1633, Rembrandt. Dying on this date in 1970, Janis Joplin. Dying on this date in 1989, Secretariat.
Oh, man.
What do you think?
Well, I think you put a horse in
it. I'm using all the runway here, homie.
Yes, you are.
Take care of obvious.
Hey, homie.
Yes?
I'd like Elton John is performing to support Hillary Clinton.
That's right, homie.
Is he an American citizen?
He got his citizenship.
Oh, okay.
He's just, yeah. You know he's a homosexual.
You know what? I read that.
Oh,
Dan, I read that.
Wow.
It's not a rumor.
No, it seems to be credible.
That's a shocker.
He's homosexual,
and so was. And I just read this that piano player, that Liberace. He was
what?
Oh,
he was?
Yes.
Whoa!
You're
never
kidding.
Saw
they're
that.
They're out
coming.
There.
Wow.
They're
and
out
finally.
There. Yeah.
He's a tooth nut. Brushes his teeth 10 times a day, has over 100 toothbrushes, collects them from all over the world. Garth Brooks, Vince Gill, Justin Bieber, Eminem.
Ooh, I'll say Eminem.
Vince Gill.
Man, oh, wow. Justin Bieber.
Oh, you stupid
ignorant.
Oh.
Garth Brooks.
Wow.
I'm not giving a lap, Oliver. Take care of your bean. I take care of my bean. We all take care of our bean. And good luck to the St. Louis Cardinals. Dodgers play Friday, Mike Evans.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Rub it in. That was, as if you didn't know, Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant. Take it from Peon when he says,
Try the French dip.
I knew you'd know what to say. I knew you'd know to say that. Next door to the Smokehouse Market, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. It was last night on the news, some newscast. Again, they showed a carjacking caught on surveillance cameras at a gas station. The worst surveillance cameras I have ever seen. And they said, if you recognize either of these men, well, nobody could ever recognize them because you couldn't make out anything except the skin color. Other than that, you'd have a clue. I wanted to find the gas station wherever it was and go, hey, I got a name for you. Gateway Lock and Security. Why don't you redo your cameras with ultra-high-definition cameras from Gateway Lock and Security. And I say to you, if you have a business or a home, if your old horrible cameras are outdated, it's time to come into 2016. If you don't have cameras, I say, what in the world are you thinking? You know, there are all kinds of forms of security. I get that. Alarms and sirens and call a company and then they call the police. But I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing that is a substitute for high-quality security cameras. Not only do they, in many cases, prevent bad things from happening once the person looks up and goes, uh-oh, surveillance cameras, it makes it a lot easier to nab the bad people. And I don't know of anybody. I'm sure there are other people who do this. But I have seen the cameras that Gateway Lock and Security puts in. I've seen what the pictures look like. I've seen how from anywhere on your iPad or your phone, from anywhere, be it Seattle, you check on the business, check on the house, zoom in to a nose hair. It's incredible. So it's your call. You own a business. You have a home. You have a family. You want to just go on like you're going on, and like so many people, and I don't understand it, wait till something bad happens, and then go, okay, that's it. We're going to get some cameras. How about doing it now? And then maybe that bad thing won't happen. Gateway Lock and Security. They are licensed, bonded, insured, family business, serving Missouri. Sorry, Illinois, serving Missouri. They also do access control and proximity card readers, keypad entry systems, master key systems, where one key opens all the locks. And for a very reasonable fee, service call, they'll be happy to come out, survey your place, take a look, tell you what they think about surveillance cameras for your property, business, or commercial. Gateway Lock and Security, gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
All right, let's get a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland Airborne. Tim?
And I give you the gold star today.
Why is that?
Asking the perfect question, is Elton John a U.S. citizen? I didn't know that. Oh. I thought, I had no idea he got a citizenship.
Yeah, I didn't either.
So you get the gold star.
Oh, thanks.
All right, oops, it flew out the window. So.
Oh.
They're still working with this accident on westbound Highway 44 at Grand. And the two right lanes are blocked, and also you're backed all the way up to Highway 55. They did clear the accident eastbound, and that was at Elm. Now, traffic has all thinned out there. Still a little bit heavy as you're going southbound 55 right around Bayless. They have also cleared the accident at Baumgartner that was that had the highway closed up. Now, downtown eastbound 40 is running right up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound is still slowing from approaching Kings Highway out through McCausland. We also have eastbound 270 just a little heavy at Lindbergh, and westbound 70 drivers still running slow from west of Highway 270 out through the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Taking your child's temperature shouldn't be as stressful as fighting through traffic. With the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, one gentle forehead scan is all it takes. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Tone, please say your name.
KTRS.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're a small business owner, you've probably had to manage growing pains when demand spikes and funding isn't readily available. That's what happened to Kevin, owner of Wet Shave Club, a shaving goods business. He needed to increase his inventory to meet growing demand. Despite healthy revenues, Kevin had a hard time finding flexible credit. He wanted the ability to take exactly the amount of capital his business needed without paying for funds when he didn't need them. Kevin turned to Kabbage. With Kabbage, he didn't have to track down financial statements. He simply linked his bank information through Kabbage's secure online application to get approved. Kevin bought inventory, moved into a new office, and hired employees, doubling his revenue. Kabbage has helped 80,000 businesses like Kevin's with over $2 billion in funding. Apply now for a line of credit of up to $100,000. You will get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Kabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That is Kabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Nearly 200 pounds of meth, $1 million, and weapons all taken after an 18-month investigation during an early morning raid. The number of arrests by the DEA today.
A North County creek turned milky white. What we learned tonight about how it happened.
You know, it's a shame that Chris Koster is now hiding from the people of Missouri and refusing to debate.
We need to know who is paying Eric Reitens. Where is his income coming from? What is he hiding in those tax returns that he's afraid to release them?
There may be no more debates in the race for governor.
Why tax returns are front and center in Missouri.
First at 6, early morning raids across the St. Louis area ended with dozens of arrests and nearly 200 pounds of meth off the streets.
Fox's Melanie Moon reports this was the result of 18 months of police work.
The investigation took place.